The Lord is good. Are we excited? Hallelujah. Are we excited?
Yes.
You know, are we, you know, because the Bible says that the glory of the latter day shall be greater than the former. That's why I'm excited this year, praise the Lord. Because I know that the thing that the Lord will do this year in my life is greater than what happened before 2021. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are we excited about that?
Yes.
Because, you know, the Jeremiah said, our father said, the siege is over. Praise the Lord. If you believe it, you'll know that this 2022 is a year of great wonders in our lives in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I just hear that up you. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I pray that the Lord will do a new thing. Hallelujah. In our lives in the name of Jesus. In the church in the name of, in our families in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. So the topic today is, Lord, do a new thing. Lord, do a new thing. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The fact that it is said that our siege is over, the fact that we know that this year is going to be a year of great wonders in our lives, we still have to ask God to do something in our lives in the name of Jesus. We still have to, you know, even as you believe, you still have to ask God. Hallelujah. Are you believing God for a new thing this year, 2022? I don't know about you, but I'm believing God for a great and mighty thing, not just for myself, not just my family, for the church of God and for every member of the church in the name of Jesus. Or are you already discouraged and thinking that, oh, we're in the ninth day, right? In the year 2022, I've not seen anything. I've not experienced anything. But I want to let you know God is working it out in the name of Jesus. And it will come forth in the name of Jesus. You're thinking, I'm still the same, yet I've no experience in meeting. But you are going to experience it in the name of Jesus. Even as you believe, even as you ask, the Lord will do it in the name of Jesus. I'm going to read that Bible verse that we just read. And we are going to look at the story of Jabez. 1 Chronicles 4:9 to 10. I want you to hold that, Samuel. But open Isaiah 43:10 to 20. Samuel, praise the Lord. I want us to know that God has us in mind because he's the one that created us. Praise the Lord. He's the one that formed us. Hallelujah. In our Wednesday Holy Communion service, we said, forget about the former things because God is going to do even greater things in the name of Jesus. Do not dwell in the former. Hallelujah. Because greater things are ahead. Hallelujah.
Amen.
43, Isaiah 43, verse 10. He said, you are my witness, says the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me, there was no God formed. Before me, there was no God. Hallelujah. Nor shall there be after me. There is none before him. There will none that will be after him. Praise the Lord. That's why he's the only one that can do anything. Praise the Lord. He can do all things. Hallelujah. Go ahead, Samuel. 11. I am the Lord, and beside me there is no savior. There is no one that can save. There is no one that can help. Praise the Lord. But God himself. Hallelujah. Can we go faster, please? Hallelujah. Maybe I'm going to open my own Bible. Hallelujah. The Lord is good, and his mercy is endured forever. Amen. And amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I want us to know that our God, he was already existing. And he said, he's the I am that I am. He will never change. The same thing that he does yesterday is still doing them. 43, I'm going to read from verse 12 now. He said, I've declared and I've saved and I have showed when there was no strange God among you. Therefore, ye are my witness, said the Lord, that I am God. 13 says, yea, before the day was I am he. and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will walk, and who shall let it? 14, thus saith the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, for your sake I have sent to Babylon, and I have brought down all their nobles and the Chaldeans, whose cry is in the ships. I am the Lord, 15, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Thus saith the Lord, which maketh a way in the sea, and a path in the mighty waters, which bringeth forth the chariot and horse, the army and the power. They shall lie down together, they shall not rise. They are extinct, they are quenched as tow. 18. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Praise the Lord. He said, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The beasts of the field shall honor me, the dragons of the house and the house, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen. We are the chosen. As many that believe him, he has called us what? The children of God. Praise the Lord. As many that believe that is Lord, you are the chosen. Praise the Lord. So he has said that he will do all these things for his chosen sake. Hallelujah. And I want us to also open the book of Revelation 21. We are going to read from 4 to 6. Book of Revelation 21. Hallelujah. I want us to open and just see what God is saying. You know, God does not tell lies. Whatever he says he will do, he will do it. He has written it in his book, in his word. Revelation 21. From 4. Hallelujah. Are we there?
Yes.
It says, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying in the name of Jesus. So shall it be. Neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things have passed away. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He said, and he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new in the name of Jesus. I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and what? Faithful. And he said unto me, it is done. It is done in the name of Jesus. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is attest of the fountain of the water of life freely. Those that is what attest. Praise the Lord. He said, I will do a new thing. You know, remember when we read the book of Isaiah 43, verse 1, he said, those for my chosen I will do that. Make a way in the wilderness. Hallelujah. And there he said, freely to him who are thirsty for it. Praise the Lord. Those who are thirsty. That means as Christians, we will not just fold our hands and say, oh, okay, this year is going to be a great year for us. Then you sleep. No. Hallelujah. Let's look at the story of Jabez. 1 Chronicles 4, 9 to 10. Jabez saw something and said, you know, he saw something about his life. If we look at the story, 1 Chronicles 4, 9 to 10, Jabez had a problem. The mother, he didn't cause the problem. You know, most of it, you cannot choose your parents. It's not possible. You cannot choose your father. You cannot choose your mother. Some circumstances that happen to us, we cannot choose it. But it happens anyway. Because the mother bore him in sorrow, he decided to give him that name. Praise the Lord. That he was born in pain. And that followed the pain. You know, the names. We say that the names that you give to a child is very important. That's why during when we are dedicating the child, giving name to the child, they always ask, we always pray on that those names and ask the parent, what's the meaning of the name in case you don't know the meaning? Because it is very important. Because whatever you call that child, we follow the child. You know, now Jabez was more honorable than his brother. He was more honorable than his brother. But something was wrong. And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bore him in pain. But we thank God that he saw something. What are you saying? This year is going to be a year of greatness, a year of a new beginning in our life, a year that the Lord will do a new thing. What are you seeing? Because it's the things that you see that will make you call unto God, call unto the name of the Lord. Hold on to God and say, God, it is you. You can do it. We have seen, it says, I am that I am. I am the Alpha and the Omega. Beside me, there is no God. We read it. Praise the Lord. Beside me, there is no God. I am the Alpha and the Omega. The one that will cause water to flow even in the wilderness. What are you seeing? Tonight, Jabez was more of than his brother, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, can you go back, please? Thank you. Because I bore him in pain, then go now to 10. And Jabez called on the God of Israel. Brethren, this year is a year that we're going to call on God and say, God, I want to experience the new thing. Hallelujah. I want to experience that new thing in my life. Because 2021 has gone with the siege. 2021 has gone with those pains. Father, I want to experience new thing. In the name of Jesus. We are not going to be silent. You know, there's a song that says, I shall not be silent. I will always do what? Worship you. That songwriter knows what he's talking about. So I shall not be silent. I will always worship you, because in worshiping the Lord, you cause his favor to come upon you. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, as I never called on the God of Israel, say, oh, that you would bless me indeed. You want God to do something new in your life, you have to call on him in prayers. Hallelujah. Lord, do a new thing. Lord, do a new thing. I have come before your throne of grace. I cannot do anything on my own. My intellect cannot help me. My wisdom cannot help me, because the wisdom of man will fail. But God's wisdom will not fail, because he has called us the chosen. So I've prepared that for you. My blessings are for you. Praise the Lord. We have to call on God and hold on to his promises. That was what Jabez did. Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that you will bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, enlarge my coast, that your hand will be with me and that you will keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. Let's go back, please. Let me read that. I don't know if you are reading the same Bible that I'm reading now. He said, called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that you will bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand will be with me, and that you will keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. Praise the Lord. And God granted him that he requested. Do you know when God granted him that, what happened? Do you know what happened? When God granted him that, something new happened to him. Hallelujah. From that moment that God enlarged his coast, because the Bible said God granted him what he requested. God will grant us in the name of Jesus this year, 2022. That new thing that you are believing God for, that miracle that you are believing God for, it does not matter what it is. But are you petitioning God? Are you talking to God about it? Praise the Lord. God caused it to happen in his life. From that moment that didn't happen, that old Jabez that we knew became a new person. His name was still Jabez, but because the Lord blessed him, that pain, that thing that was associated with his name disappeared. Hallelujah. Every pain, everything that was associated with that name disappeared. He was still bearing that, but God has made a new Jabez, because God has enlarged his course. God has blessed him. God has granted his request. Praise the Lord. You cannot be silent. You must hold on to the promise of God. He said, bless me. Bless me, enlarge my coast. Hallelujah. And God answered. He talked to God concerning the situation. What is your situation? Lord, do a new thing. The Lord will do it. But you must what? Talk to God concerning that situation. Everybody's situation is quite different. Praise the Lord. But God will do something. Jabez did not have the power to fix it. His mother did not even have the power to fix it. Even if he goes to the mother and says, "Mother, why did you give me that kind of, why did you do that to me?" The mother cannot do anything. The mother will cry, "Okay, maybe we should change it." We have seen people that have changed their names because of the kind of name that they were given. Praise the Lord. But he asked God, say, "God, bless me, even in the midst of my identity." That means God changed his identity at that time. He became what? New. Hallelujah. The Lord will do it. He relied on the promise of God. I said, "God bless me a lot." He knows that God keeps his promises. God keeps his word. Because the Bible says in Matthew 11:28, say, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden." So we give you what? Rest. Rest from that shame. Rest from that pain. He held on to that promise of God. That's why he called unto God. "I've come to you, Lord. Do a new thing." Let's rise on our feet and just say something to God. I don't know what you're believing God for. But if God did it for David, he can do it for you in the name of Jesus. Amen. All we need to do is to hold on to his promises, to hold on to his word. Because he said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will what? Give you what? Rest from that shame. I will give you rest because I will do a new thing." Hallelujah. That is the rest. Giving, doing a new thing that will cause you to be at ease, that will cause you to enjoy life, that to enjoy his blessing. Hallelujah. I want you to just open your mouth even at this time. Those of you at home, just open your mouth and just say, "Father, do a new thing in my life." And mention that thing that you're believing God for. I don't know what you're believing God for, but I know what I am believing God for. I know what I'm believing God for the church. You have to open your mouth and tell Jabez, open his mouth and say, "God, God, bless me. God, enlarge my coast." That's what he said. Are you talking to God concerning that thing? Praise the Lord. I'm believing God. I say, "God, do a new thing in this church. We are looking for a big place, oh Lord. Father, enlarge our coast in the name of Jesus." I don't know about you. You can open your mouth and begin to pray. "Father, in the name of Jesus, bless us, oh Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, do a new thing. In my family, do a new thing. In my children's life, do a new thing. In the church of God, do a new thing. In the name of Jesus." Begin to open your mouth and pray. Jabez did that, and God answered. You know why? Because the Bible says that the effectual perfect prayer of the righteous availeth much. Hallelujah. We can see that in James 5. We can read 16 to 18. The effectual perfect prayer of the righteous availeth much. Hallelujah. God grants our desire because we are the chosen, as many that believe. Hallelujah. I'm not talking of those that we believe put one leg out and one leg in. No, as many, the chosen are those that are in total obedience to the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. God will answer our prayers and do a new thing in Jesus. And we can have our seat. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. Hallelujah. I want us to open that 1 Thessalonians 5:17. We are going to open also James 5:16 to 18. Praise the Lord. Samuel, hallelujah. The Lord is good and all the time. The Bible says we should pray without what ceasing. Praise the Lord. Pray without ceasing. Concerning our life, pray without ceasing. It is time for us to pray. Pray those things into being. Hallelujah. Pray those things into what? Being. We must pray Let's open James to James 5, 16 to 18. We're just going to read that and I'll go to the next. Pray. He said we should pray and not faint. Hallelujah. He said, confess your trespass. Can we go to 13 first? Okay, let's just read that. We're going to 17. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, 5:13. He says, anyone among you suffering, let him what? Let's read it together, please. So that it's not as if I'm the only one that is seeing it. Because I don't really have my glasses here, but that's what I'm saying. He says, let's read together. Is one to go. Is anyone among you what? Let him do what? Is anyone cheerful? Let him do what? Hallelujah. We should do what? Pray. Go to 14, then we'll go to 16. Let's read this together too. Is anyone among you sick? Let him come for the elders of the church and let them do what? Pray over him, anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. Pray. Whatever situation that is not good, whatever situation that is not followed, you pray to God, talk to God. Go to 16. He said, confess your trespass to one another, pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth what? Much. That's why when David prayed, God answered. God is not the author of confusion. Try him this year. Don't say, oh, I've been doing this. No. The Lord will hear us in the name of Jesus. This year, for the Lord do a new thing. We must pray to God. Secondly, we must focus and depend on him. Praise the Lord. You cannot always have plan B. Some of us will say that we are depending on God, but we're always having a second thing that we are thinking of. No man can help anybody but God. Praise the Lord. In Psalm 16, verse 8, he said, I keep my eyes always on the Lord. With him at my right hand, I will not be what? Shaking. That is Psalm 16, verse 8. I keep my eyes always on the Lord. You have to be focused on him. Jabez was focused on him. That's why I said, Lord, bless me. Enlarge my cause. I'm tired of this. Even though he was more honorable than his brother, he was still going through some things. Hallelujah. Proverbs 19:21. It says, many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. Praise the Lord. That's why we must call on him. That's why we must depend on him. We must focus on him because we have so many plans. There are many plans in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the Lord's counsel that we stand. That's why would you call on him? Because it's his own counsel that we stand. He knows you. He said he formed us for his own purpose. Hallelujah. So his counsel that we stand, that's why we have to what? Call on him, focus on him, depend on him. Proverbs 16, verse 9. 16, the same Proverbs 16, verse 9. It's the same saying, their hearts, human plan their course, but the Lord established their steps. We plan. We have a lot of plans. You know, they said the siege is over. God is going to do a new thing. We are thinking. We are tracking ahead. What are they? How am I going to do this? Concerning my finances, how do I do it? Concerning my marriage, you know, some of us are believing God for different things. Hallelujah. Some of us are believing God for our careers. Some of us are believing God for exams. Some of us are believing God for marriage. Some of us are believing God for so many promotions. He said, a man's heart plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps. That's what was committed into God's hands. In prayer, in focusing. Praise the Lord. Because it's the one that will direct your step to that thing. He's not saying, no, don't plan. Commit that plan into God's hands. In prayer, let God direct your path. Because when He directs it, something new will come out of it. Something beautiful will come out of it. Something great will come out of it. Hallelujah. Let us look at the book of John 15:7. It is very important that in everything that we do, we commit it into God's hands. If you are not focused on Him, you cannot commit anything to His hands. That's just the truth. He said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, it shall be done for you. Praise the Lord. Let's not cut off that part. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. Because most of the time we cut off that part and just put whatever you desire, the Lord will do it. What of you abiding in His word? My words abide in you. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. This is a new year. It's a new season. A new chapter of our life will be opened in the name of Jesus. That's what happened to Jabez. Hallelujah. Let's look at Psalm 1. Job 22:28. We know the story of Job too. You can go on because of the time. I don't want to. Hallelujah. Let's just read Job 22:28. So you also declare a thing and it will be established for you. So light will shine on your ways. You also declare a thing and it will be established for you. So light will shine on your ways. Hallelujah. There's one thing I really want to talk about here. We know the story of Job. But I don't want to go into that because of the time that we have. Job was somebody that depended on God. He went through a lot. If you look at Job 1:13-18, I'm not going to read it. You can read it on your own. He went through, he lost a lot, his children, everything. He came to the book of Job 2:8-9. The wife was telling him, curse God and die. Job was still holding on to God. Job was still depending on Him. He didn't waver because he was committed to God. Hallelujah. But something in Job 42:12, God did a new thing. God gave him new children. Hallelujah. Gave him new, you know, everything about him became new. God can still do it for you in the name of Jesus. Let's rise on our feet. Conclusion. Learn to call on Him. And learn to depend and focus on Him. It is very important. Psalm 128 verse 1 says, blessed are all who fear the Lord, who walk in obedience to Him. They are what? Blessed. The Lord will do a new thing in your life in the name of Jesus. Let's begin to open our mouth and just talk to God. Father, Lord, do a new thing. What is that thing that you're believing God for? Jabez called on God and God did it. Father, do it in the name of Jesus. In our lives, in the name of Jesus. For adventure, there's something that is stopping us from. Because the Bible said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, is there anything that is stopping us from allowing the word of God to abide? This year, Father, remove such from our lives in the name of Jesus. Things that will not make us, oh Lord, to abide in you. Things that will not make us, oh Lord, to call on you when we are supposed to. Father, remove in the name of Jesus. Help us. So let your zeal consume us in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Begin to open your mouth and say, Father, this year, let your zeal consume me in the name of Jesus. Let your zeal consume me in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. And also pray, Father, Lord, this year, let me experience the manifestation of your power in the name of Jesus, like never before, in the name of Jesus. Father, oh Lord, this year, oh Lord, 2022, oh Lord, manifest your power in my life like never before, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name. We give you glory. We give you honor in the name of Jesus. Let your name be glorified, oh Lord. Father, Lord, in any way that we sin, in any way that we pleasure the glory, Father, forgive us and answer our prayers in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray, Lord, that today, Lord, we have come before your prayer. Do a new thing in our lives, oh Lord. You did it in the life of Jabez. You did it in the life of Job. Father, do a new thing, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Do a new thing in our lives, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Father, let testimony abound in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you.